It's been 18 days since the Valley Fire ignited, and in some places, the burning continues. But this week, students returned to school, despite, in many cases, having no home to return to. Jody Hernandez, a reporter with NBC Bay Area, has been covering the story since the fire began. I sat down with her to talk about the latest developments.
Well, I was just there last Thursday, and I was there on the day the evacuation center in Calistoga closed. And as you know, that was the where the bulk of the evacuees had been staying for the last 2 weeks.
In the fairgrounds.
In the fairgrounds there, and in tents. And it was a really emotional day for both the evacuees and for the volunteers as they left. I mean, a lot of bonds had been formed, and this was the worst time in people's lives. And they were living in tight quarters. Neighbors found neighbors. And they had set up their tents there. And the last of those to leave were those from Cobb Mountain, because as of then, they still hadn't been allowed to return to the area. So those were some of the last people there.
Where were people going?
Some of the folks were going up to Middletown or Kelseyville to stay in the Red Cross evacuation centers that they've set up there, closer to their communities. Others were staying with family and friends. There was one family that had gotten so close with a volunteer, they were actually going to go stay at the volunteer's home. I thought that was just really interesting. Here they were strangers at the beginning, and a volunteer opened up their home.
What are the challenges of having kind of a remote location where there was a fairly sizable population who's been displaced?
Yeah, that's the big challenge. It's been very difficult because it is remote, and so many homes were lost. I mean, nearly 1,300 homes were lost, and dozens of apartments and businesses. So there aren't that many hotel rooms available up there to house all those that are displaced. So I know that FEMA has been working on trying to figure out what to do with these folks, because it's going to take months, if not years, for them to rebuild. So I know they were talking about things like bringing in mobile homes. They were trying to look at different resort areas, vacation areas, to see if they could refurbish them. So they're looking for creative ideas.
Topographically, what does it look like?
Well, Middletown, I mean, it's fairly flat, but then you go up into the mountain, and you know there's a lot of twists and turns. And when you're up there, I mean, I found myself thinking, imagining what it had been like to be there when that fire broke out, trying to get down that two-lane road through the turns, the twists and turns.
There's no options on roads to take.
Oh no, and the traffic. I mean, folks were telling me they didn't even think they were going to make it. One woman was telling me last week she had to flip around her rearview mirror because she could see the fire behind her, but she just couldn't go any faster. So just don't look at it. Keep going. One man who escaped with only the clothes on his back and a guitar, literally he didn't have a car, was running down the street, and he could hear the explosions behind him as he was running.
And the
trees exploding, and he was finally able to find a truck and jump in the back of a truck to get out.
That's Jody Hernandez. She's a reporter with NBC Bay Area. After a disaster, there's often a groundswell of support that comes out to donations and help. That often will fade down.
Yes.
As time goes on. Are there other needs that people have up there that maybe aren't being seen as clearly now that the attention is fading away?
Yeah, you know, it is going to be a long haul. And I know that the one thing, because they got so many clothes and there was so much that, you know, was given, that, you know, really what they needed is the money to rebuild, because a lot of these folks don't have insurance, and they're going to need that long-term help, because it really will take a year or more.
Is there a story that impressed you deeply about this fire that's going to stay with you?
There are just so many.
As the healing happens?
I think there's so many people stories. I think I'm going to remember the people. The first day that I was out there, the first victim that we learned about was an elderly woman who had advanced stages of MS, and she didn't make it out. She didn't have a car, and she had mobility issues. So her caregiver had been with her that day, and they didn't even realize there was a fire. They came out, they smelled some smoke and said, oh, there must be a fire, and the caregiver asked if she wanted to come with her. No, everything's fine. I'm fine. Okay. And she went home, and as she went home, she saw the the roads were blocked off. And by the time she got home, she realized, wait, this is a big deal. The phones were out. She couldn't get back in touch with the woman. And she tried calling the fire department, the sheriff's department, and explaining, you don't understand. She's stuck up there. And she finally got in her car and tried to get through the roadblocks and couldn't get through. And the woman didn't make it. And the sense of guilt she was feeling and the emotions she was going through, just so sad, so heartbreaking. And to hear stories like that, I think are going to stick with me. The other story, one day I was in an evacuation center and it was lunchtime and they were, the volunteers were making the hot dogs and chili and everybody was sitting down to eat. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes out with a cake and there was a little girl. And the day the fire hit was her 10th birthday. And she was in the middle of her birthday party when the police came through and said, evacuate, evacuate, you've got to leave now. Literally, she left her birthday cake on the table and her birthday presents, and parents were coming to grab their children, and they had to take some of the partygoers and get in the car and flee. And these volunteers heard the story and came out with the birthday cake. And the little girl, I'll never forget, I mean, she just was crying. She was smiling and crying, and she was so grateful and so touched. And she said, you know, thank you. And it was a tearful moment. I broke down. I almost broke down retelling the story because it was very touching.